Your guess is as good as mine. Coming up, our categories today, the states that spend the most on fast food and rat-infested cities. But first, time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Got a couple from our question, when did you need or lend a helping hand? Hola, my amigos. Thank you for all the laughs, as always. I remember seeing where someone wrote Alan Alda, who played Hawkeye on MASH.
Yeah.
And the guy said he had to perform an emergency tracheotomy using only a pocket knife and the tube from a ballpoint pen. And he saved the patient's life. He said he knew how to perform the operation from a MASH episode where Hawkeye was relaying the instructions over the radio to someone else who performed the procedure. So that TV show actually saved a life.
Huh.
For Matt in Rochester.
Still don't want to do it. But I'd give it a try.
Now,
I would
MASH,
do that before trying to land a plane.
Right, and in MASH, they're in the Korean War.
Yeah.
So again, I could fathom, if you're saving somebody's life in that manner, doing it.
But he still watched it on TV,
did he? He did. That's I'm right. Just saying, I have a hard time with the 911 operator being like, all right, cut him open.
Actually, do you think a 911 operator would know how to do that? Let's be honest. I'm there to answer your call to then put you in touch with whoever it is you need for your particular emergency. But if you said, hey, I need to do a tracheotomy, I'm like, bro, I just answer phones.
Well,
that person's going
to
die.
Like, my job is to get the emergency services to you.
But he's dying. I'd be like, ah.
All right, I'm going to tell them to speed up.
Have you watched MASH?
Yeah. Guys, CPR.
Go to season 3, episode 30.
CPR only works 10% of the time for non-doctors and 15% of the time when doctors do it. When the person's heart stops in the hospital. I do know a firefighter who did CPR over 20 times before he finally saved someone.
Damn.
He's not good at it.
I mean, I'm like 5%. I mean, he's lower than the average. If the average non-doctor gets to 10%, he's batting 5%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's tougher.
And as far as the bison, he wasn't just kicking around and rolling in dust. He was in a rut, sexual frustration that bulls go through before mating season.
Yeah, just bulls.
Imagine a pissed off 15-year-old boy who got his nudie mag stolen. He wants to mess up anything he sees. That from John, the West Coast comptroller. Still waiting to hear from Ted, he says. And the guy that did fly in the air with a bison is from Kendall, Washington.
Okay.
All right.
So now you know.
Glad he's okay.
I mean, he was hustling as best he could, man. But, like, look, that bison's going to get your ass.
Let's get a contestant line, if we could, for your guess is as good as mine now. 206-803-ROCK. In the meantime, a few birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Gentlemen, my daughter, Hayden, turns 18 today, so I was hoping to get her. It's time to take off the leash. Maybe a little David Lee Roth. Some advice from Coach Ted about becoming a freshman in college. The captain's first year in the Naval Academy, and some dad jokes for Miles. Thanks for all the funny and rock on, guys. Up from your longtime listener from Lacey, Dave.
It's time to take off the leash.
Ah, yes. All right, turning 18, you're going to college. Coach didn't go to a four-year school, so the only advice I give you from a couple buddies I did know that kind of went through this is you still got to go to class. It's going to be a lot leisurely. You set your own schedule and time. But I don't know if you had fun in high school. If you didn't, just focus in and get through this freshman year. I had a lot of friends that came home after a semester.
All right. Ooh, well, ahoy there, and happy birthday. You know, a lot of people hear about the old captain spending time at the Naval Academy. They thought I was part of the Navy. I'm not. I'm not. I'm a captain, not a captain. The Naval Academy, it was all about the belly button, the little class. That Aunt Jemima used to teach, her belly button was the size of a coffee mug. We used to all take shots of vodka after there until everybody got thrush. But it was a little plane that she called Orifice Depot, where she taught us all the different orifices she wanted us to visit. That's why I earned the nickname the Rib Reaper. Not to be confused with Tony the Tiger, who's named after a dinosaur there. Gonna have a sore ass. That's what we called him. But that was my time at the Naval Academy. Crunch berries.
I think I feel better knowing he wasn't actually accepted.
Oh, no, I'm the Rim Reaper. I was accepted, but I had other things to do, Ted. They wanted me bad.
There's no way you were in an apple.
Dad jokes. This one comes from a listener, Jerry. All he right. says, do you guys know the Pillsbury Doughboy unfortunately died?
No.
No.
His funeral will be at 3:50 for 24 minutes.
All right.
This is one those Steve will get, but we won't. Guys, I struggle with Roman numerals until I get to 159.
Oh, yeah?
Then it just clicks.
All right. All right. You get it.
Why does it click?
Because the sign is C-L-I-X.
No.
Yeah, then it clicks. Who is bigger than Ariana Grande? Who is bigger than Ariana Grande?
Ariana Venti.
That is correct, Ariana Venti. My friend said, can I ask a stupid question? I said, better than anyone I know. And finally...
That would be good if you were that fast.
That is a good one, yeah.
Dennis says, this is going to hurt a little. Patient says, okay. Dennis says, I'm having sex with your wife. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
I forgot I have one more birthday.
Did they hang up, dude?
Yeah.
Jesus. That's all right, I got one more birthday.
All right.
Happy 34th birthday to my soul sister. We love you so much. Love Emily and Jack. Shout out for Miranda and her birthday. How about the Dirty Germans talking about sausages? That would be appreciated. Also, an Obama dropped the beat. And what the F is that, dude? Longest and biggest rockaholics in Swim. That from Emily and from Jack.
Drop the beat.
Oh, my God. What the f*** is that, bro?
Yeah, you want to talk about sausages tonight? I want to offer you your first sampling of Blackwurst.
Yeah, it looks a lot like blood sausage. So there'll be blood.
Good job. All right, a couple extra emails. Let's see here. Relationship story. I sent this as a text, but wanted to share it here as well. Many years ago, my wife and I were at a bar. I went to use the bathroom. As I walked past the girls' restroom, the door opened. The girl opening the door asked to another inside, this one? All I heard was, yep. Next thing I knew, I was getting dragged inside the girls' room. One trying to unzip my pants, the other had me pinned against the wall, kissing me. I came to my senses and was able to get away. Then came, very unfortunately, face-to-face with my wife's best friend entering the bathroom as I was exiting. My wife in that story is now my ex-wife. This never in my lifetime has happened to me again, much less as a single man.
It never happened to me. Bring him into the bathroom. Let's make out with him.
Yeah. Of course, it happens when he's married and he got in trouble.
I mean, I've heard it from a dude named Greg once, but I'm like, oh, man.
Get in here, dude.
Come on, man. Drop your pants.
I'm feeling romantic. As far as neighbor confrontations, Pachola's catching up on the Odyssey app and heard about the confrontation did you have with the neighbor. I had to share the story. I had just moved in with my then-girlfriend, future wife, and her mom and sister. It was just three women living together and their little yapper dogs, Yorkie and Poodle. Well, one day, me and my girlfriend come home to find the dogs dripping water all over the couches. We go further into the house to find a pool of water in the kitchen, centered around the dog door. Our backyard is soaked. Our windows are soaked. Our couches are soaked. Our second-story windows are soaked. And we're shocked. So we go confront our elderly neighbor, who we had problems with, and this 80-something-year-old man and his wife answer the door, and he admits to soaking our dogs with his garden hose because they wouldn't stop barking. When asked about soaking the rest of the house and spraying into the dog door so our interior is getting wet, he denied it. So I, fuming that this little man tries to intimidate these women, says, what would you do if I just sprayed your whole backyard like that? So he comes charging out of his door, shoving his finger in my chest, saying, you spray my backyard, you son of a bee, and I'll knock you on your ass. This man is 80, 5'9", 120 pounds. I'm 6'2", and weigh 180 at 24. I looked down at his finger poking Emmett in his chest and looked back at him, and he backed up into his home pretty fast. He's lucky he didn't give his wife a life insurance settlement. Love the show, guys. Keep doing what you're doing. Stay beautiful. That from Brandon.
Ah, neighbors.
All right, time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's an easy game to play. We pick from one of two categories, and you try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Do we get one? Or we
no.
Go?
Okay. No, they called, and then they hung up.
What do you want to go with here? The U.S. cities that rats love the most, or would you rather go with the states that spend the most money on fast food?
I'm thinking rats. Ted, I know you're thinking fast food.
I am.
I know. Let's go fast food.
Fast food it is. Okay.
And we're going states, right?
Yes, they say to identify the states that spend the most and least on fast food, WalletHub analyzed the price of hamburgers, pizza, and chicken sandwiches across the 50 states. They summed up the individual cost of the components and adjusted the resulting figure to the median monthly income in each state, then used those results to rank order and their sample. So basically, they're saying stuff like the cost of fast food as a share of median monthly household income.
All right.
So most of these states are not exactly on the poor end, but a lot of them are.
Mississippi.
Mississippi's number one.
Had it on
they
my list.
Spend the most money on fast food in the United States, which is odd.
Because their food is so good.
It's not bad. Yeah.
That's what I mean. Mississippi, well, we were on the Gulf part of Mississippi, so we had a lot of their seafood. You don't need fast food if it's that good, but.
Oh, I won the best Big Macs of my life at the McDonald's in Biloxi after the Super Bowl.
What do you think made it better?
I don't know. I don't know if it was because we just won the Super Bowl.
Maybe.
They just made it fresh. God, it was good, though.
Yeah?
Went to McDonald's.
I would guess Alabama.
Alabama, number six.
Yeah. I'm going to throw Arkansas in there.
Number two.
Damn, Mississippi and Arkansas.
Mm-hmm. I think part of it, too, is just cost.
For sure.
I know in Seattle it's tough because everything's expensive here, including fast food. But for a lot of these states, like when I bring up SEC stuff, like they're poor states as well.
Yeah.
So I think cost-wise, people just go fast food.
You think Louisiana's in there?
Yeah.
Number three.
Damn. All right. So you got Alabama, Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana. Those we just kind of knew because that's where they always end up.
I mean, you might as well throw Georgia in there, right?
It's down there. Yeah, Georgia.
Would you believe that Georgia is not in the top 20?
Really?
That makes a little more sense because of Atlanta.
And Savannah.
Yeah, there's like people go to restaurants.
Do we throw West Virginia in there?
I think so.
They're always on these lists.
Number five.
Thanks, Mike.
I feel like where there's Mississippi, there's West Virginia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have family members, somebody on the show that lives in one of these states. Actually, two.
So it's Texas,
New Mexico.
New Mexico.
Number four.
Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It's just the fast food wonderland, man. You go through somewhere like Albuquerque, not so much Santa Fe, but in my limited experience in Albuquerque, they got some barbecue joints, they got their Tex-Mex going on, but everything else is pretty much like every chain you've ever heard of.
Okay. Strike against you and you got the top six. That would be Alabama, West Virginia, New Mexico, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Mississippi.
Are we still in that same general area?
No, actually, no. It spreads out after this.
All right.
Yeah, you're moving on.
How about, you think like Michigan or Wisconsin, one of those states?
See, I was still kind of going to more flower states like Nebraska or Iowa or something like that.
Huh? That's not a bad call.
You might be right, though. Because you need civilization to have these.
Well, I was thinking
but it's relative, right? So even if it's Wyoming, it's like, look, if 50% of the 10 people that live there go fast food. Yeah, let's go. You think Michigan or Wisconsin?
I like Wisconsin. I feel like they're not going to have a whole lot of local.
Let's go try Wisconsin.
Not in the top 20.
Ah!
Gotta remember, man, fast food is very popular in areas that don't have high concentrations of population. They don't have major cities.
Right.
North Dakota?
So that could be like Idaho, North Dakota.
Dakota, Wyoming, Montana.
North Dakota, not on the list.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
We are bad at this.
What about Nebraska?
Nebraska. Number 17.
Oh.
What about Mike's other idea? Iowa.
Iowa. Not in the top 20.
All right, we need to focus in. We need to lock in here, boy.
What about a place like Maryland?
Not in the top 20.
Really? Jeez.
One's pretty close to us.
Oregon.
Couple states away. No.
Jesus.
Montana.
That's number seven.
Huh. I wonder what their variety is there. McDonald's, Montana? Burger King, Wendy's, are we done? I mean, do they have Checkers? Do they have Sonic?
They have even the little town I go to has a Taco Bell and a McDonald's.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, Taco Bell, right.
Okay.
Right.
Let's see here. One is kind of what they would call Appalachia, for sure. One is a flyover state, and one is just absolutely its own animal altogether.
Kentucky?
Kentucky is number eight.
All right.
That's Appalachia.
One of the flyover states.
Actually, just met a lovely couple from here over the weekend.
got Wyoming. You got...
Go south.
Yeah, I'm thinking. For the south. Would it be Nebraska thing?
I tried Nebraska.
How about Missouri?
Missouri.
Missouri is number 20.
All right.
Kansas. Sons of bitches.
You're close, but it's not on the list.
What about, like, Utah? Nah, that's not a flyover, is it?
They're just too healthy.
Yeah. Right.
Let's stop.
Plus, Dakota. Man, you know how hard it is to feed eight at a fast food restaurant?
Right. It's expensive.
I mean, you got three wives, man. They're all ordering something.
They all want salad. Close to Nebraska.
One is just a freak show.
Florida.
Florida, number 10. And you guys are just missing Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
At number 9. Man, so here you go. States that spend the most on fast food. Number 10 would be Florida, followed by Oklahoma at 9, Kentucky at 8. Montana is at 7, 6 is Alabama. West Virginia, 5. New Mexico, 4, 3 Louisiana, 2 Arkansas. And number 1 is Mississippi, which shows up number 1 a lot.
I will say, having just spent a week in Florida, how do I put this? Yeah. So this year we went to the Aquatica Water Park. Across the street from SeaWorld. Last year, we went to Universal Water Park. Now, Universal Water Park, I could not believe the body types I was seeing. I'm going to tell you right now, Aquatica, the people I saw, nobody feels bad about the body, even if they should. Jesus Christ. They made Universal Water Park look like the Victoria's Secret runway models, man. I was trying to explain to Miles some of the things I saw. There's just not words for it.
Jesus.
You just have to see it. But honestly, fast food has a lot to do with it.
Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room. All right, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. The latest maxing trend. They call it solo maxing, in which people choose to stay single. It doesn't need your fancy Gen Z word. You're single.
You're not solo maxing. You're single. That's it. Right. Nothing more to it.
Solo maxing.
My God, man.
Yeah. Like, if a woman says that to me, I tend to believe it more.
Okay.
Than a dude being like, no, I'm choosing to stay single. Like, maybe. Are you?
Right. I've seen how you are.
Okay, you want to be single, but are you trying to get laid?
Mm-hmm. Right. Correct.
Very different thing.
Yeah.
Solo max. Listen, when it comes to the whole maxing thing, if you're not creating something new, don't put maxing on it.
For real.
If I have diarrhea, I'm not brown maxing.
See, that's where you're wrong, in my opinion. What? Yeah, I put maxing on everything now.
Do you?
Yeah, just it's stupid. It's fun to do.
Like ketchup maxing?
Like hot too dog much maxing. On it. Well, I wouldn't
drink ketchup.
Yeah, you're like, it's Saturday.
You're a mustard maxer.
I'm Miller Lite maxing. You know what I mean? Like, I just have fun with it because it's so stupid.
You know what? To be fair, Ted's absolutely the cure to all this. As much as I hate...
Use it for everything.
Right. I hate the maxing thing, but you know what? It's a younger kid thing, so we older people need to do it. Therefore, they'll let it go. But, you know, back in my day, solo maxing, that was just called working on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking time to date me.
That's like, I know, and there's all these different titles and stuff now, but like I was talking to somebody, they said, well, the neighbors, they're asexual. And I just looked at them and said, back in my day, just you can't get laid.
I think it still means the same thing.
It's called a drought.
Yeah, right, and I get it. Sometimes people ask me, I go, I don't really put any effort into it. But I'm not like, oh, I've just stayed solo on purpose.
Right, right. You're not dedicating your willpower toward it.
Correct,
yeah. Well, you're not maxing, Ted.
I'm not.
New York City is implementing plans to replace nearly 30,000 parking spaces with trash bins.
Ooh, trash maxing.
I like it.
Do they need them, I guess?
Right, that's where I'm at. Because I'm looking at it like New York City, they could use parking spaces. However, from what I hear, they could use trash bins too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They're trying to encourage more people to drive downtown.
I guess. I don't know.
Seems like a bad idea in New York.
At least they're just trying to make sure that people pick up after themselves and don't litter near as much.
Or steal trash cans.
Florida's temporary sloth import ban has expired.
Thank God, because it worked so well last time.
That's right. I knew it was coming.
So does that mean people are going to start importing sloths?
Yes. Now they're waiting.
They can, and it's Florida, so they will.
Where would you import a sloth from? Does anybody know where sloths are native to? Let's see if we can.
I know they're jungle creatures.
Costa Rica. Okay. I mean, they might be native to a few places, but I feel like they're down there.
Who has tigers? So India has tigers. Anywhere else got tigers?
Okay. Their primary range spans across countries such as Costa Rica, Panama, Honduras, Brazil, Peru, Colombia, Ecuador, Venezuela, and Bolivia tend to be around Central and South America.
So places without tigers. Yes, okay.
Pretty much. Can't have the tigers.
My buddy's sister runs an animal rescue in Costa Rica, and I know there's a lot of sloths.
Nice.
Yeah, it's the only reason I knew that.
I feel like they, along with pandas, are the animal that needs a lot of help. You know, pandas, yeah. they have no natural predators because we keep them in cages.
There's no possible way. They're just too stupid.
Because they will kill themselves if they're out by themselves. Sloths, man, they can't move.
Not with any kind. Oh, I did see one documentary, and they move at the speed of sloth, right? But it was mating season.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess they're following a male, but it heard a female doing her sex call somewhere up the river. They showed this thing in the river. Bro, this is like Michael Phelps. I'm like, when it comes to getting ass,
I'm coming.
I know y'all have missed it, but put your thinking caps on, Jed. It's time for the Merriam-Webster word of the day. I give you guys a 20% chance of success on this one. It is open to all. Here we go. So this is an adjective brought to you by the letter I.
All right.
Okay. This is somebody or something described as this is not capable of being appeased or changed. An I word meaning somebody that is not capable of being appeased or changed.
Insufferable.
Insufferable. I like it. You're in the right length, but no, that is not the right word.
So they can't be changed.
Not capable of being appeased or changed. Correct.
I word.
The word is
imbecile.
Implacable.
Implacable?
Implacable.
Huh. Okay.
No plaque for you.
No plaque for you.
Great teeth, but you can't please them.
That's right. Implacable. I've never heard this word used.
Nah, me neither. So. Until just today.
There's a parasite causing bouts of explosive diarrhea that's surging nationwide, though cases in our area remain at normal levels.
How do you know that?
We almost went with that for a question today. It's like six different news stories from different places. Like, we got diarrhea. Look, but I did read the thing where it said King County specifically. We cannot speak for all Washington State, but whatever our normal diarrhea rate is.
Yeah.
Apparently, King County is holding strong with our usual diarrhea rate.
Well, I don't know. So did the parasite catch up to us, or are we still?
I don't know. I think
some people are just like, we don't care. We'll talk about anything.
Sure.
But I mean, that's not just like, if I saw you and I hadn't seen you all day, and we're meeting up for like, you know, under drinks, like, dude, I don't know how long I'm going to last. Explosive diarrhea day.
Right.
I might like, man, I need to excuse myself.
You're right.
I'm not going to just tell you like, you know, like, oh, what an appetizer. Oh, by the way.
I have explosive diarrhea.
Some people are.
If somebody texts me and we're supposed to meet up just for like drinks or dinner, it's a buddy.
Yeah.
And he just says, man, I got a bad stomach ache. I can't go. It's implied he has diarrhea.
Sure.
He doesn't have to spell it out.
I'm stuck on the toilet, man.
By the way, is there diarrhea that's not explosive diarrhea?
Right.
To me, it seems like you might be able to fight it for a couple of minutes, but at the moment of truth, like, it's always explosive.
Well, you hold it. When it's there, when it's knocking on the door, go into the door because it's there.
That's how you know it's diarrhea.
Yeah, exactly.
I would say sometimes it can be runny, but you know, it's diarrhea, but it's not like.
But at what point, like, how bad does it have to be where it's like, oh, hey, look, man, you don't just have diarrhea. You have explosive.
If you see it on the bottom of your toilet seat, is it you've exploded?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've had those before, man.
So have I.
That's why you don't want to live with women. The hole underneath side.
Or children.
Looks like a cat's braided.
So what they have here, because this is according to AI, there is a difference.
All right.
Regular diarrhea is medically defined as having three or more loose or watery stools in a single day.
Okay.
That's diarrhea. It occurs when the large intestine fails to absorb excess liquid, causing waste to pass through the digestive tract too quickly. Explosive diarrhea shares the same underlying causes, such as viral or bacterial food poisoning, parasitic infections, or food intolerances, but features a more forceful propulsion of waste.
Propulsion, okay.
The primary differences include force and speed, gas and sound, and volume.
Okay, all right. Then I've been there.
I think I've been there, too.
Yeah, I think we all have.
I think I've had it where it's like, oh, that just let go pretty easy. But then there's, like you're saying, when you hit the bottom side of the toilet seat.
Yeah, I lifted the kid's toilet seat clean like a month ago. My God, man. It was just like, did any of it go in the toilet?
You ever had it where it kind of, it's like a shotgun blast?
Oh, yeah, and you're done.
And it sticks to the toilet bowl?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the flush doesn't take care of it. Like, you've got to scrub it afterwards.
Like someone did today in there.
Oh, really?
No. Oh, back stall looked horrible. Man. I felt bad.
I did it on the plane flying back, when did we come back? Friday night. All right, it wasn't like diarrhea or anything, but I would just say that I'd had a chocolate milkshake a couple hours before we got on the plane. Now, to be fair, I did not order it. kids wanted to stop and get ice cream on the way to the airport. We're like, fine, whatever. It's super hot. So they got ice cream. I went to smoke a cigarette. When I came back, my wife handed me the cup, and I said, what is this? She goes, it's a chocolate milkshake. And I'm like, we're getting on a plane. I'm not going to not drink it, but
that's
we're getting on a plane.
Six-hour bird.
You know, the stomach started going, and I'm like, all right, man. So I go back, use the bathroom. Well, diarrhea or anything, just a poop. I do my bit. When I look in, it is just stuck to the side. Keep in mind, when those things flush, man.
Oh, yeah. Turbo.
Right. And it was still there, two flushes. Then when I come out, they're doing beverage service. So me and two other guys, we have to kind of wait until they're done. And all I could think is, I don't want anyone going in there because they know I came out of it. So I went back in there a third time. It wouldn't go.
Who left that in there?
Dude, it was. They're probably still trying to get that thing out of there.
Steve, what day is it, my friend?
Today is Mundi.
You're right. It's National French Friday.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
So you know where I'm going with this. I decided to look up what are the 10 best types of French fries that are out there. I found a list here from whatever.com. Whatever, Scalzi.com.
There's 10 different types. I mean, I can think of like...
Right? So think about your...
Curly, crinkle cut.
No, there's curly, but there's also seasoned curly.
Which like are two entirely different things.
I don't think they differentiate.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, seasoned fries are pretty good.
Right?
Yeah, that's why we need a Checkers out here for rallies.
Sweet potato fries. God, I love sweet potato fries.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I feel like that's as polarizing as pineapple on pizza.
It is.
But I love me some sweet potato fries.
Well, the difference in this case, sweet potato fries are delicious.
God, it's
well, the other people are just wrong. It's okay. There's
nothing wrong with pineapple on pizza.
Eat them all.
Eat them all.
Yeah.
They're all for you guys.
I will.
Piles of them.
They're delicious. And they're better for you. So this is okay. There.
I'm already in French fry mode. I already know where I'm at. It's like, I don't do dirty sex, honey. You come to the wrong place. Yeah. You know me. Just clean as a whistle.
I don't missionary and we watch maintain
that,
eye contact.
Watch that finger, woman. I know what you're up to.
So real quick, what are you guys' favorite shape or style of French fry? We'll see where they land out.
Curly fry first. And a lot of times, waffle fry.
Waffle fry, okay. Curly fry, waffle
fry. I mean, if seasoned fry's on there, I'm with Miles. I will take that every time.
Okay. Dig it.
I'm going to go hand-cut like frites.
Just the okay. Hand-cut frites. Yeah, all right, I dig it.
Traditional.
So here you go. Here are the 10 best French fry types. Number 10, bottom of the list, they go with potato wedges. Literally just a slice of potato. Not even really a fry, opinion. Definitely the worst type of potato dish in existence, they say. However, they managed to be the 13th out of 18 on Food Republic's list.
Yeah, like steak fries. You remember?
Like
Orida used to have those.
Oh, yeah, they still do, I think.
They were never really, they were always hot as hell in the middle. They were never really crunchy.
Mm.
You could never take a bite of them. But now they have like a twisty version of that.
Okay.
Which is
good.
Like smaller, like a smaller twisty steak fry kind of thing.
I think potato wedges. Like I'm trying to see if KFC still sells them. Like those were really good.
I still dig wedges, yeah. Like if you go to like a 7-Eleven or some other convenience store, like I'll still get the wedges.
Right, so I think it depends on the wedge and how it's seasoned.
Yeah.
But I don't, to me.
Shout out to Terry's.
I'm not replacing a French fry with it. I'm just eating potato wedges. An entirely different animal, in my book.
Nah, that's still a fry to me, though. Like, I'll have a sandwich with potato wedges, and I'm happy.
Sure.
You know, if you're a restaurant that you want fries with that, and they come out with potato wedges, I'm still stoked.
Yeah, I would be, too.
It changes the dipping sauce, though. I'm moving from ketchup to barbecue.
Okay, yeah.
That's a strong point.
Know what I mean?
Size of the fry really depends on what you're putting in it.
Mm-hmm. And, Miles, more to your point with Orida, I love them. I will grab from them. I'm not talking down to them. The problem is that if you're grabbing Orida, you're baking the fries. And that makes a worse fry.
But you can also put them in an air fryer now.
You can. Now, yeah. But they've had,
I mean, for years.
Generations of ruining your French fry experience.
That's why we have tots. You know, tots began as a better way to try to make something, potato product, in the oven.
Yes.
Now, you know, you can air fry them. They deep fry them. Now they're even more delicious.
Tots are just finger-sized hash browns.
Miles, what is the worst kind of French fry?
Worst kind of French fry.
You say it all the time.
Crinkle. I mean, I like crinkle.
You do. Yes.
I like it. See, I will go.
I thought you always talked down on the crinkle cut.
No, he's always the
favorite. He defends them.
That and Del Monte ketchup.
I'll say waffle. Waffle the worst.
Okay. So, no, they have crinkle cut at number 9. They're always either so soft that they break up upon being handled or dipped in condiments, or they're like rock hard for some reason. I will say, again, I don't mind the crinkle cut fry. I think it gets a bad rep, and I think Shake Shack is absolutely the proof of that. You get Shake Shack fries, they have the crinkle cut fry, they deep fry them, they season them,
are they the proof or are they the exception to the rule?
No, they're what's done right.
I would also say, though, like, for me growing up, a crinkle-cut fry just meant they were baked and you had them, like, at school or something.
Yes.
Or at somebody's house. Now, nowadays, again, A, with air fryers, but you're right. Shake Shack does a good job. There's a couple bars I go to that have them, and like, I don't know, they fry them, so I'm like, all right, they're fine.
Right. It's like the first guy to hurdle properly. They did it one way every time, and I was like, this is stupid. And then he did it once, and now everybody does it that way.
Right.
That's Shake Shack with the crinkle cut fry.
Okay.
They have figured out how to hurdle.
That's a strong point. It's like the high jump.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They call it the whatever flop, because that guy just was like, figured I'm going to go over backwards. And now, like, Everybody does.
Everybody.
I called it the hurdle. You're right. It was the high jump.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you for saving me.
Hey, there's only one way to hurdle.
Yeah, exactly. You jump over the damn thing. Cottage fries.
What are cottage fries? I know.
Yeah, right? Hell is a cottage
fry? That's about to get... Well, the F is a cottage fry.
The F is a cottage fry.
So it looks like it looks like a frickle without the pickle in it. It's shit.
You know what? I mean, that's not a french fry. That's a chip.
I didn't realize they had a different
name. It's a gas chip.
That's all right. I can fathom that. Yeah. So right in front of it that they compare it to is the smiley fry, which is a cottage fry with a smiley face cut into it.
Yeah. I've seen that.
Those cottage fries, if you cut them at home, like my buddy's wife, she does a good job. She'll cut those up, and then she bakes them, but she puts like a little bacon and a little cheese on top of it.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's
Irish nacho.
But again, that's so good. That's a chip with stuff on it.
I'm just saying, it makes the cottage fry a lot better.
Top 10 fry designs as per whatever.com. Number six, they go with the steak fry at number six.
I think steak fries suck and are overrated.
Me too.
Now, they
I don't think they suck, but they are overrated.
That's why steakhouses sometimes just get a baked potato. Or get something else.
Right? I don't know why. No.
If it says frites, then you know you're going to get something decent. Mm-hmm. But other than that, steakhouse, don't get fries.
I also think part of the problem with that is that, you know, then the steak juices drip into the fries, and now they're steaky fries.
I don't mind them being steaky. They're just, I only need like three of them.
Okay.
You know, it's potato, man. It's heavy.
I don't think they're that bad. Number four on the list, the regular standard cut fry. It's all reliable.
All right.
I think that I wonder if that counts as the shoestring, which I'm a fan.
No, shoestring
is different. Someone here says shoestring fries suck. I disagree, but hey, I hope the restaurant we go to has them because then I know I can eat your fries.
That's typically McDonald's. I mean, that's basically what that is.
It's their standard, which they're great. I'm a fan. Number three, that's where we come in, Steve, with the sweet potato fry.
Yeah,
they like regular fries, but better. Plus, you can put like cinnamon honey on these things.
I've never done that. I never sweeten them up any more than they are.
I'll raw dog those things.
But I also like the mouthfeel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're kind of creamy. I don't know, man.
Mushy, yeah.
Have you guys gotten into the sweet potato tots yet?
Yo.
No. Yeah.
They're pretty strong.
Yeah.
Taco Time, they got the sweet potato tots.
Oh, do they?
Yes, sir.
Speaking my language, yes, Taco Time.
Just get the ranch every time. They have the best ranch I've ever had in my life.
Their ranch is top notch.
I don't even know a close second.
Yeah. The first time I went to a Taco Time Northwest. Like, I was like, I just never been to one. She takes me to one, and I think halfway through the meal, it's like, I've got another ranch.
Yeah. It's just amazing.
They're so good.
Number two on the list, the waffle fry.
All right.
The reliability to come through on the crispiness is less so than curly fries, so it gets second place.
The waffle fry, if done correctly, I just, the main place you know it is Chick-fil-A.
Right.
And I feel like, I don't know if they don't add enough salt or something. I just think theirs are so bland.
They're dry.
Hard disagree.
I know. You love them.
They add just the right amount of salt. And I'm also going to put the qualifier on there that I'm the heathen. I like the turtles. I like the little turtle shell pieces. The little butts. Yeah. The ends. The ones that are full straight on waffle fry. I'll take that guy.
I like waffle fry as a vessel, too. Like, my wife gets the Cobb salad. Is that the one with like the blue cheese and the bacon and all that? Inevitably, I'll steal all the good stuff off of her plate. I'm telling the man on a waffle fry, money.
Yes, you are. I mean, like, if you're going to add stuff to them, though, you're right. Waffle fries structurally sound.
Yes,
it is. It is. And then this is the number one, as per whatever.scalzi.com, as far as the top French fry, the obvious choice, unique. They have a fun design. They're by far the crispiest and most well-seasoned type of fry, the curly fry.
Yeah. Mm.
Even unseasoned curly fry.
They're good. They're great.
They somehow hold grease better.
And that's what we need.
Why is there only one fast food chain, Arby's, that has them?
That's
Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box.
Oh, do they?
Yes, they have.
Okay.
They have regular fries and curly fries, I heard.
And tots. And then if you get the late night meal, they mix both of them together.
Yeah, you get the halvesies. I've heard.
A family on vacation in San Diego found something a little disturbing in their Airbnb house.
What did they find?
Dial about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, we toast, you may have heard of him, Prince Harry.
Oh, yeah.
So last week, Harry and his wife, Meghan Markle, they returned to the UK for the first time since 2022 after the big public falling out and all that stuff. Anyway, they spent time with King Charles and Queen Camilla, who haven't seen their grandchildren in 4 years. Came out, the grandchildren are 7 and 5 years old. So obviously, these kids have changed a lot in that little bit of time. But on Saturday, as Harry is a charitable young man, he attended a children's charity event. And one of the things he did with the kids was goat yoga. And he seemed to be having a lot of fun. And so one of the cute little goats, yeah, stomped on his balls. And
hard.
He seems good. I mean, he's on the ground.
He took it, let me rephrase that. He had the reaction all of us have, which is both hands cover your groin. Then he started laughing. But yeah, he's doing goat yoga. He's tiny little cute goats. And all four of these legs came down directly on his nads, man. And fun time over. So we poured this booze. Somebody said they're not protecting the crown jewels. Yeah. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy. So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tunnies. Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, it's going to contest on the line now for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.